You know who it is. It's the one true host. Back again. And it's been a little while since we did an intro. Been a while since we had a full roster on the pod. Ollie, Josh, Gilly, all of us here. So today I want to start this pod off with some shout-outs. My first shout-out always goes to my boy, James Murph. Had a wonderful time with you up in Boston, bro. Watching that Sox game. You the man. Shout-out to all the otters out there. Shout-out to PB&J Otter. You know what I mean. Shout-out to my boy, Ed Hand, who listens to this pod. I went on Ed's podcast yesterday, Sunday night. Pod by the River, Hogdale, Ryan Brady. Hop on that pod. Listen to that podcast. You guys would be mind blown. Shout out to Lancey Pants, Legier, beating me in fantasy basketball. Who else listened to this podcast now? I don't know anymore. I wonder if we're just Twitter heads that just talk shit on Twitter and this podcast kind of accompanies it. I don't know who listens anymore, but if you listen, let me know. And you'll get a shout out, I promise. Thank you for listening. I'm appreciating our listeners more than ever. So thank you guys.
Oh, welcome back to Small State of Big Takes. This is episode 285, I think. Opening take for Stephen O. Scott. He is here, and let's hear what he's got.
Yo, what's good? We got the whole squad today, so it's going to be a fucking banger. Big take, Ollie's fucking up by not taking my trade offer of Corbin Carroll, Mike Trout, and Jesus Luzardo right now in his fucking inbox for Ronald Acuna.
Yeah, I bet you think that.
I do think it. Take the deal, bitch. I'll leave you alone after. You can leave
Acuna,
my number.
No home runs. No home runs for Acuna, huh?
Nothing.
No, he's got one.
Ground ball merchant.
He's got one.
Does he have one?
Does he?
Yeah, he hit one into deep center in Houston.
Let me see the highlight. Let me see the fucking highlight.
I do remember that, actually.
It's his only highlight of the year, so it's not that hard to find.
I was watching a game last week of his, and a ball, he went to catch a ball in the outfield, and it hit off his knee, and he was jumping around like he was really hurt. I was like, oh my God, did I dodge a bullet? But then he got up, like he's fine. But I feel like he's a chronic, like, faker of injuries, you know?
I mean, when you're playing 162 games, you can fake a little bit here and there.
Well, maybe embellisher is what I'm trying to say. You ever see those guys that are injury embellishers?
You ever just want a day off?
Yeah.
Dude, imagine if you could just, like, fake an injury at work and it's like, it works.
I mean, it happens in professional sports all the time. I guarantee it.
Yeah, faker.
Oh, fuck my calf. Oh, it's a strain.
You think Anthony Rendon actually has a hurt hamstring right now?
No. Not
I don't think so either. That was a big faker.
He played baseball for way too many consecutive days, and he had enough.
Absolutely right.
You're right.
Since when is he a Red Sox killer, by the way? That was bizarre. I feel like he destroyed the Red Sox that series and then went back to being ass.
I'm so sick of that guy. Why is everybody a Red Sox killer? Is it another good question? Like, out of every series, there's always one. Yeah, Couser, Brian Reynolds, Rendon. What's going on with this league? People are inspired.
Although, who wasn't? Rowdy Tellez. Not anymore. He stunk.
True.
He always used to kill us. He had a bad series with the Pirates.
Brian Reynolds may be no longer a Red Sox killer.
He did all right, didn't he?
Good game, though?
Yeah, he's okay.
I don't know.
You guys been watching the games?
No.
No.
Yeah. I'm in. I tell you, I hate to say it. I've been watching too much.
Me too. I'll tell you what I am considering strongly doing is getting a little backstory. One of my TVs just stopped connecting to the internet. And I went through everything, hard reset, support, blah, 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 a whole shebang. And they're like, you either need to return it or get someone to come fix it. And like, I'm not going to get any money for a TV that's fucking 6 years old returning it. So anyways, one of my TVs died. So I'm strongly considering getting either one of the TVs that have the Nesson 360 app so I can watch Red Sox games instead of getting cable.
You know what? No. Big take. Why I hate not? To say it. I want my TV to die. I want an upgrade, but I can't legitimize just throwing away this TV.
What do you have? Is it 4K?
It's no, I don't think it is actually. But it's like, I think it's almost 60. It's between 50 and 60 inches, I think. I don't know. It's fine. It's smart TV and everything. But I don't know. Is the 4K thing still a necessity? I feel like
it's standard at this point.
Yeah.
And
Josh, I just saw your trade offer. Josh, my heart just dropped at your trade. I'm sorry. Jackson Holliday, get the heck out of here. You're a fucking asshole. Tatis, Bobby Witt Jr., and Paul Skeens for Jackson Holiday.
Straight.
Oh yeah.
I don't want that nepo baby on my team.
Yeah.
Nepo baby. Huh? I need that on a t-shirt immediately.
he looks like a baby too. Right. That'd be a really good heckle. You know, like stand at Fenway.
He's got to be hearing that, right?
Got it. All right, so big question of the week. Yeah, how's Joshy feeling about Jackson Holliday right now? The biggest Jackson Holliday supporter up until this point. I want to hear that.
He looks like shit, dude. It looks like he can't see a pitch to save his life. And it's either the world's biggest case of the yips or he just can't hit the ball. I don't know what it is. Find the guy a different ballpark. He's played in a few, but maybe he just there's too many people in the stands. I don't know. I have no idea.
What is the best case scenario for his game? Like, I'm trying to project, like is he like a 30 homer guy? What's his deal?
Kipnis,
yeah.
Jason.
What?
Dude, Kipnis was solid for a little
while. No, like, honestly, he's like the comp I think about, that just threw me for a fucking loop.
Yeah, what the hell?
I think about Tulowitzki, dude.
Yeah.
I think he could be like a steals guy. What is that? Like 30-30?
All right.
Maybe.
I don't know if Tulo had that much speed.
I don't know anything about Jackson Holliday's speed, but I feel like the ceiling is pretty, pretty fucking high.
Yeah, he just needs to figure it out and not shit his pants at the plate. Like, I don't know what's going on, but they need to send him back down for a reality check, I think.
And it's not, I don't know if you can keep sending him back and forth. It seems like they're kind of committed, but it's not like they've gone against fucking murderer's row of pitchers.
No. I thought for sure he was going to put one out, like at least a few out at Fenway.
And yeah, it's not like they're putting him in the two hole. They're like, go hit ninth. And it's a little bizarre. Like first couple games, sure. Like 0-for-10 start, I can kind of see. But what is he like 1-for-20 something with a single? It's like, all right. I don't think anybody expected it to start this slow. I know the adjustment period is going to be there, but
how do you look at the minors?
Fantastic.
Awesome. Incredible. They were like
batting 400 at every level.
Yeah, and he didn't make the team because they were like, we want you to work on hitting lefties, and his first fucking swing of the season was a home run off a lefty.
What if this is a Markel Fultz baseball version?
That's why I said Rosny Castillo. Like, this dude is so hyped, has all the talent in the world, but is a quad A player, cannot do it at the MLB level.
Bobby
Do you
D.
think you might be a little bit too emotionally invested in this one to have such a sudden reaction?
Yeah, do you hate him?
I don't know. I might. I hate that
It
he's
sounds
not good
personal.
right away.
Yeah.
It's like Yone all over again,
I just.
honestly.
It is kind of like
I'm
Yone,
not.
yeah.
So many guys
That
don't
one
actually do
hurt.
that, though.
Yeah.
It is so
No,
tough for
like.
guys to pick it up immediately.
Who's the last big young guy like that? Probably Harper. And Harper
Soto.
is Harper. Maybe Soto. Yeah. True. 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 True.
Tatis, too. He was
Yeah,
nasty right away.
Tatis is
Was
a
he
good one.
19 though or 20? I can't remember.
He was
pretty
yeah, he
young.
was 20, I think. Even Vlad was like 19 or 20.
Well, Vlad too. But Vlad.
Vlad's had the
Didn't he?
opposite. He started off as high as he could be,
Yeah.
and now it's just been going steadily downhill.
No
Kind of weird.
comment.
You know what?
I'll give you a Jackson Holiday for Vlad right now, Steve.
No, thank you.
Vlad is just a triple-A ballpark merchant.
He
Vlad
is.
is.
Drop him
Most
like
of his
the
trade Vlad to the
numbers.
A's for next year. It's all over.
All Vlad's good numbers are from when Toronto still had to play in their spring training facility for half 2021. It makes you think.
True.
Future
Yep.
Savannah Banana?
Hey,
that's
He
a
is a
fact.
Savannah Banana.
That's a great
He'd
take.
be nasty. How old's
You fit
Vlad
right
now?
in.
He's still like 24.
24. Wow.
Old's Bo?
I think he's a
He's a
year
couple years
older.
old. Oh, it's just one.
The Blue
I think
Jays
just
are
one. It could be
weird.
two.
The Blue Jays make no sense to me because that core is disgusting. You know?
Is
The
it
fucking.
though? I feel like they're just names. I think that's the
That's
trouble.
what it's becoming. But like it shouldn't have been this way. Like I thought Bo was solid when he first came up. Vlad was dirty. Now they all kind of just suck.
I think
Yeah,
is
I
Bo,
don't
is he
know what
struggling?
happened. Bo's struggling bad,
Yeah,
yeah.
Bo sucks.
Didn't he just hit a homer?
I mean, coming into tonight, he had like a 70 something WRC plus, not good.
Dude, there's a lot of guys that are in a slump year, like good players. Like really bad. Like Randy Rosarena, bad. He's really bad.
He looks like Javi Baez.
Dude, he gets
Sure
hot
does.
so late in the year, though. That's
Right.
what's like tricky with him. You just gotta wait it out, but like, you never know. Could be the year.
That is the thing with him. He always gets hot for the last
Jose
couple months.
Abreu, he's cooked.
Another
He's
one. He might be actually cooked,
donezo.
but he's a
Yeah.
warm weather guy too, though. He's
He
always starting
is.
cold.
Yeah. But he would at least like his average would be low, but he'd still be like hitting for power. I saw his spray chart thing today. It was like I think Red Sox Stats posted it. It was Jose Abreu versus Marcell Ozuna. It was like beautiful spray chart versus exactly what you don't want to see. And Jose Abreu's was so fucking bad. Scary.
Abreu's done. He's been on the downward like spiral for a couple years, but now it's very apparent that he's
Dude, his
done.
MVP is going to be one of those things we look back on like 20 years from
Like,
now, like just as a
how
trivia
did that
fact, where it's just
happen?
like, wait, who won in 2020?
Yeah.
What?
Well, he was pretty good though. Like when you look back, like for a little while he
Yeah,
was
but
solid and stuff.
MVP? I
Yeah.
would have never guessed he would have been, and I loved him coming out too.
That's pretty wild. He got an MVP. You're right.
Isn't it weird that's going to be Freddie Freeman's only MVP as well?
It's not wild to me.
Really? Yes.
I don't give a fuck about Freddie Freeman. No offense. No offense at all, but I don't give a rat's ass. Even though he's great. He's like one of the Will he be a Hall of Famer?
Oh I
yeah.
think so,
Freddie
yeah.
Freeman? That's not
Yeah.
even a
Yeah.
question.
He's better than like Mark Teixeira, right? Like I'm trying to think of where you
Oh
rank
hell.
him about
Yeah. I'll say that
by
for
a
sure.
bit. Who else?
Is Mark Teixeira a Hall of Famer?
Hell no.
I don't think
That's
so.
a I don't know. That's a borderline question.
Well, if Scott Rowland is, then maybe Teixeira's got a little case.
Yeah.
I went to the Hall of Fame this past weekend, and there was no Scott Rowland memorabilia at all. All he has is that stupid plaque. I was trying to find Scott Rowland stuff, and you can't find anything. Fred McGriff either. Like I wanted a Fred McGriff shirt so bad. Funny you said that Jason Kipnis thing. I bought a Jason Kipnis shirt, $10.
Weird.
Why
It's a
was that?
clearance at the Hall of Fame.
Yes, it was. I don't know why.
What?
Swear to God.
Why do they even sell a shirt there?
Don't know. Jason Kipnis. I got a Diamondbacks hat. I got a bunch of Jim Tomei baseball cards.
Hell yeah.
I just grabbed a stack. They're all a dollar. I just grabbed like 10 of them, I think.
That's so, your boy.
I want them wiped off the face of the planet. I don't want anybody else having them. Oh. They all belong to me.
I have a bonfire.
Yeah. Motherfucker. But yeah, so I'm sorry. Teixeira, Hall of Fame case. I don't. Hey, what's up?
He didn't make it, by the way. He was 2 years ago. He missed the cut.
No way. Get,
like sand on the ballot.
Mm.
Hey, what's up with Ahmed Rosario being a right fielder now?
Dude, he is a fantasy hack in one of my leagues. He can, he does.
That's three triple eligibility already.
He third base, shortstop, outfield, middle infield, corner infield. He literally is every position besides catcher. It's awesome.
That's wild.
And he's like actually hitting, which is kind of nice for now.
Dude, I can't wait for the Rays to call up Caminero.
Dude, the Rays are fucking so bad.
Very bad.
I'm praying on the Rays' downfall, dude. I hope they fucking fall on their face and just are terrible. I want them to suck so bad.
I just can't wait for all the Yankees to be hurt.
That's coming too. Judge is inevitable, huh?
Like, Judge getting booed was hilarious.
I didn't see that.
This is like, me and Gilly had a podcast a few weeks ago where he was like, what's your dream scenario for Juan Soto this year? And I talked about how Juan Soto has an MVP season, wins the MVP, the Yankees miss the playoffs, and he sees them booing Aaron Judge. And even himself, if he goes through a slump, and Giancarlo Stanton, and he's like, wow, these fans, you know, there's something else. I'm going to go to the other side of New York and go to the Mets.
That would be the,
and you know what?
The dream.
You know, it's not totally unrealistic. We're seeing them boo Aaron Judge. We could see them boo Juan Soto at some point. I'm not putting that out of the realm of possibilities. And I can certainly see him winning an MVP this season while the Yankees miss the playoffs. Because, as I said at the beginning of the season, Steven, that lineup fucking stinks outside of Soto and Judge. Stinks. And
give Volpe's one more guy credit, good. Please. What? Yeah, who'd you say, Gilly?
Volpe has, after the first three games of the season, Volpe's OPS is fucking 630. I don't want to hear it.
You are pulling numbers out of the sky.
Go look it up.
Wait, so you're talking about what, like 25% of the season, though?
After the first three games?
Oliver, how many games have they played? Like, what, 12, 15-ish?
No, almost 30.
Oh, 21 games.
Ollie, you have a diatribe against fucking Volpe. You know what?
I
hate the Yankees. I hate the Yankees to death, too. But, like, Volpe is top three bat in that lineup. Yep.
Okay, WRC plus of 134.
Damn.
Yeah, he's goddamn. Don't worry. You guys will see.
Goddamn. Dude, he's going to go 30-30, and Ollie's going to kiss my ass on live TV.
No, it's mostly because I had a Yankee fan tell me they would, after last season, they would rather have Volpe than Casas, and it enraged me to no no bounds. So now I have a big vendetta against Volpe.
Well, now it makes a little bit more sense. Thanks for the context, but at the same
and
time,
I also just think he's ass. Like, he had 20 home runs last year, but he hit 210 and had a 650 OPS. I think he's ass.
Dude,
I do agree. Those are hollow numbers last year. 2020 year of like being kind of terrible. But he's been better.
Ollie, I don't want to be the Volpe truther, but I will.
You like, are.
I have to be because he's a solid player. He's out of that lineup. Volpe's one of the only guys that scares me. How about that one?
That's my point, is that lineup fucking sucks.
I know, but Volpe's good.
Okay, that's my point.
I am. How about this one? Big take. I'm scared. More scared of Volpe than fucking Judge right now. How about that? So
yeah, I don't know about that. Smoke it,
buddy.
Volpe's fucking great.
So fuck off, Ollie.
No, that guy sucks.
You know who sucks the biggest? Verdugo. Guess who I don't miss at all on the, in this Red Sox team too. Salute. Glad he's gone.
Yeah, I think you know. I think most of us are.
You know who has,
who's a better all timer, Freddie Freeman or Frank Thomas?
Oh, Frank Thomas.
Ooh, really?
Okay. I don't know.
What?
Frank was like sexier. Not like physically sexy, but like he was cooler.
No. You like what you like, Ollie.
I know.
Yeah, I mean he's he's
that low T guy.
He's letting you know what he struggles with, that's for sure. But he hit a lot of home runs and he was really cool, but Freddie's like the boring 320, 30 home runs, lead league in hits, 110 RBIs every fucking year for a decade. He's like Chipper Jones all over again.
That is true. That's a good comp.
Yeah, Chipper the Skipper. Dude, Frank Thomas, I would take, I don't know. Frank Thomas is the man. How many home runs did Frank Thomas hit?
Frank Thomas was the man. I'm not denying that.
He's over 500.
Frank, I mean, he's pretty good.
I don't think he hit 600, though, right?
How many home runs does Freddie have? I'd be surprised if Freddie has over 300, to be honest.
Yeah, but like you said, though, dude hits like 320 every year.
Yeah.
He's going to finish his career with a net batting average around 300.
Frank Thomas had two MVPs. He came
in damn, third. Really?
Yeah, he came in third in 91, eighth in 92. 8th in 95, 8th in 96, 3rd in 97, 2nd in 2000, 15th in 2003.
Yeah, but how many home runs does he have?
He has 521.
It's a good number.
Let's see Freddie Freeman. Let's see this motherfucker. Freddie Freeman has 322.
How 15 about that? Years. Okay. He'll get 400 career home runs when it's all said and done.
Man, all right. I have to give him respect. I'm sorry. I have a hard time giving him the respect he deserves. I don't know what it is about him.
He's bland. He's boring. He doesn't, like, I don't know. That's all it is.
Him and Corey Seager have the same vibe to me where I just can't give him respect. I don't know what my problem is. I have to look at Corey Seager.
Yeah, I can't give Corey Seager respect either. It's a problem.
Why?
I'm trying so hard. I'm like in AA about it. Like it's a problem.
He deserves an MVP. He's gonna win. He's gonna win at least one.
Yeah, he is good, and I think that's the first time I've ever said it publicly.
I'm not gonna say it yet. How about that? When he gets one, I'll say it. I'll be like, you know what? Yep, sorry for being a jerk. But at the same time, let's see here. 2023, 33 bombs. 42 doubles, damn.
Yeah, in like 120 games.
So last year was his best year.
Yes, definitely.
The year before that, he was good too.
Probably since his rookie year, right? His rookie year popped off.
Yeah, he was dope his rookie year.
He got MVP votes that year. How crazy is that?
He came in third in the MVP race.
Dude, you know who might win MVP this year?
Who?
Ohtani. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Is he popping off?
Yeah, his numbers are insane. He's hitting like 370.
Hey, hold up. The year that Seager's rookie year, he came in third. Chris Bryant came in first. Who came in second?
What year is this? 15?
2016.
16. Yeah, they won it.
Who came in second? Get this, huh?
NL rookie, pitcher or hitter?
Is that rookie of the year or MVP?
MVP. Second place in the MVP.
Oh, shit.
Freddie Freeman.
No. Freddie Freeman came in sixth.
Who popped the... Who
I
was
feel like this
that
is
year?
Really...
This is going to
really
blow
awkward.
Your mind.
Okay. So it's going to be a deep cut?
It's a deep cut, yeah. It's not a guy that... It's just not a guy that you'd expect, but someone that was Cespedes? Really good. Cespedes came in eighth for the Mets. NL East.
NL East. Not Stanton.
Infielder.
I feel like it's Chase Utley, but it's not.
You're onto something.
Yeah, I feel like it's some guy like that. I don't know how long Chase Utley's been out of the game, but I feel like 2016 sounds about right.
Jimmy Rollins?
Nope.
No, but is it a Phillies guy?
Not Phillies, no.
All right. Fuck.
Come on.
Dan Ogla.
Nope.
Good guess.
Thank you.
Close though. Yo, it's close though.
Is it a Dan?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a Dan.
No, wait.
It's a Dan?
It's a Dan.
Dan Murphy?
Dan Murphy.
Oh,
2016 came in second.
That's crazy.
I forgot about his fucking Linsanity season.
Dude, his MLB The Show card for that year is like cracked. That just made me want them
Didn't
to bring
he
that
hit
back.
Like 360 or something?
He hit 347 in the end with a 985 OPS.
Dude, that was that his
That's insane.
Was that an NLCS MVP season? No.
No, because he got that when he was on the Mets, I thought, right?
Yeah, you're right.
And that season when he's on the Nationals, right?
Yes,
dude, all-time heat check guy, low-key.
Absolutely. What the fuck?
Damn.
Imagine that. That would have been awesome if he won an MVP. Just a random-ass MVP.
It would have been like Porcello Cy Young.
Yeah. I'm still so proud of that one. That one and the Marcus Smart Defensive Player of the Year feel like victories for Boston sports of just like, that was all-time grifting.
Yeah,
right. In like, retrospect, did they deserve it? Probably not. But you know what?
No. With
can't
all
take it away.
The success Boston's had in the past 20, 25 years, it's like the awards haven't necessarily been there. Even Brady, like Peyton Manning is winning all the MVPs.
And the coach of the year shit, too.
Yeah, true.
For Belichick. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, Joe Mazzulla should have a coach of the year.
Yeah, not even nominated. Not a single Celtic got nominated for an award. I think
that's
what?
Crazy. For them to win, what, 60-something games?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. They're just so damn deep. But, like, I don't think they've announced the executive of the year. I bet Brad Stevens will be nominated for that, though. But still. Insane.
That's fucking rude.
I think that's the thing I want the most out of a Celtics championship, but will be for Joe Mazzulla to shut all the fucking douchebag haters up.
Dude, he is so cool. Did you guys listen to his interview with Pardon My Take? That was...
No.
He's the man.
Oh, you gotta check it out if not, because that's... I love him. I liked him before, just biased Rhode Island shit, but now I'm like, this guy, he gets it, and he's a wacko in the coolest way.
All right, good to hear. Is that a new episode? Is that like newer?
Right? Yeah, last week.
Intentionally getting choked out by his jiu-jitsu trainer. How Why? Crazy is that? To try to deal with adversity, deal with the pressure of a situation.
What a badass. Have you guys ever been choked out before?
No comment.
No. Oh.
Oh,
whoa. Ollie, hey. That's not what I expected to hear. Let's go.
Speaking of psychos, do you see Josh Naylor on his home run the other day, Steve?
Yeah, I did. I don't have any shares of him in any league, so I'm like really bothered by it. Like I love to see it, but
what a lunatic.
After I saw that, I sent out offers in every league pretty much to whoever had him, and everybody told me to go fuck myself, so including Sosa. I was like, who has him in fuck sticks? I'm like, well, you know what, man? What the fuck? But you can tell he's ready. He's going to have a good year if he stays healthy. All the way, I think. He's locked in. It's funny seeing guys lock in, you know? Like, Naylor took a while to lock in, but now he's a guy. He's a stud now.
Enough. Yeah, How about the long list of 35 injuries the Red Sox have right now? I was just thinking, like, it would be so cool to have a guy like that on the Red Sox, but he'd probably just be hurt right now.
Absolutely.
That's a lunatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do you want as a trade target to fill in there? Oh, although, unless you think they're just going to get hurt.
I can't think of any psychos right now, or like just in general. I don't fucking know what to do.
What do we need? What does this team need? I don't know.
Well, surprisingly,
Pete Alonso. That's what we need.
Pete the Skeet. Yep.
That would actually be sick.
Yeah, if we could go.
He's a free agent next year.
Right-handed power hitter. That's pretty much exactly what they need.
Do you think Pete Alonso gets traded for real? I do.
Like, I did.
I can see it.
Yeah.
But if the Mets are like in position to make a wild card, I don't think they'll trade him. Which is weird to say, but they should trade him. Because they're definitely not buying anything this trade deadline.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, now's the time. And the Red Sox have pieces. Fucking pony up.
Pony up.
I still think he's a Cub. Marcelo Meyer, see you the fuck later, buddy.
Dude, no. Call him up.
This is like a bizarro world version of Josh. Like,
Marcelo Meyer. I'm just turning the table.
Yeah, Holiday.
How the turn tables.
I'm ready for these guys.
Who's in the prospect watch right now for Joshy Pod? That's what I want to know. Who's like the next like goat that we're not talking about?
Careful,
like,
he's gonna add him as soon as he said.
No, I can't give it up, bro.
It's you have one?
Paul Skeens. I'll give him to you for a fair price.
It's the Orioles guy.
Hurston Kjærstad?
The Orioles outfielder. I can't remember his name.
Hurston Kjærstad, right?
No. He's in like double A right now. Maybe single A.
I'm not giving up like, my secrets.
He's like rapidly rising through. He's got him in reserved in X already. Like I forgot what his name is.
I'm not giving up my secrets. You guys can go find him.
What the fuck are you talking about, Ollie?
He just cracked the top 100, I think. I forgot what the fuck. If you said his name, I'll remember it, but I can't remember what his name is. I'm not locked into the Orioles farm system as much as I guess it,
I was.
It's a guy that being. It's a guy they could fucking trade, and it wouldn't impact their farm system at all. But he would like immediately become whatever team he goes to favorite prospect. That's the type of guy he is.
Enrique Bradfield.
That's the guy, Junior.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Bradfield.
Not to be confused with his father.
Yeah. Jackie Bradley Senior.
That is my guy right now.
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard of this motherfucker in my life, so let's see.
He's climbing fast.
You've got Nick York in X too? Damn. Joe's.
How do you see that?
It's on the spreadsheet.
In the Discord.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You have a screenshot too.
Enrique Bradfield, born December 2nd, 2001.
Easy.
Wow. Well, interesting. Looks like I'll be adding him soon. Just kidding, Josh.
Yeah, Max Clark's another one.
80 speed.
Max Clark, I do not like. How about that, Ollie?
Really? Oh, the shoes?
No, yep, I'm in on him.
Yep.
That dude's he's a lunatic too, though. I hate him. I think he's a lunatic.
He's a bad version of it. He doesn't have he can't pack it up.
He's too online.
Yep, he's a little corny. That's right.
He's a little corny, but I think he's going to be all right.
That's exactly what it is. He's an online guy. Like someone like how about this is my big take. How about like someone like Bryce Harper would like annihilate Max Clark. Like
no fucking shit.
Obviously, but like I'm saying, like if they're on the same team, like if Max Clark comes up, Bryce Harper would like choke slam him and be like, "Dude, shut the fuck up."
I feel like Max Clark and Jackson Holliday are the same guy.
Didn't Bryce Harper basically get choke slammed by a certain lunatic?
True.
I don't know if he would be doing the choke slam.
But Harper was good though. Like that's the thing. Like Max Clark, he's a fucking high school. Like shut the fuck up. Like he's I saw that those shoes things. I'm like, dude, that is like cringe, dude. Like, oh my god,
it's cringe. But I like it. I like it. I know it's cringe, but I'm in.
Like, he's also been terrible. That's part of it too. Where it's
oh,
like,
yeah, that
stats are.
That
that's
part
what's
he's hitting like he's hitting 120. Is like that's maybe
yeah.
back it
if
up.
If he was
a
hitting
bit.
400, yeah, that changes it.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
right.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Also, maybe, what is he in high A?
Like, what, yeah, maybe don't wear those cleats until you actually start. producing. Maybe just keep those on hold. Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Wait, hey, how do you see who has who in the off the Discord thing? I see the thing, but not the
prospect stashes.
Yeah, it's there's a screenshot up there of the of what I have as the latest.
I'm off Kyle Teal too, by the way.
You're off Kyle Teal? That's an
come on.
Yeah. Got a bad feeling.
Why?
I don't think
so. That's just a bad feeling.
Kyle Teal.
That's a bad feeling.
I might be more in on Kyle Teal than I am Tristan Casas. How about that?
Whoa.
I'm so fucking ready for Kyle Teal.
Wait, says the guy that kept Casas over fucking a lot of people.
Dude.
Yep.
Yikes.
I think Jackson Holliday has put such a piss poor taste in my mouth that anybody that's doing good in the minors is just bad.
That's fair. That's why it's hard to fall in love with prospects. But for a while, it was easy over here because they didn't fucking have anybody. But now, all of a sudden, there's like five guys you want to just absolutely believe in.
Big take. We have no room for Kyle Teal. This is a Connor Wong team.
That's fucking right, Gilly.
Dude, he's our best hitter.
Trade him for Pete Alonso right now. Who doesn't do that? I would right now.
Without a Pete Alonso extension?
Hell yeah. Just him. Just Kyle Teal.
For half a season of Pete Alonso.
Sure.
That's fancy.
I think I would. Why not? Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Why not?
What do you think he's going to be? What if he's Matt Wieters? Is that worth it?
I don't think he's
Matt Wieters.
Matt Wieters
consistent.
I know. He was solid. It wasn't even a diss. It was like he was. But that's what a catcher prospect is. You're like, you get pumped for them, and then they're like, oh, okay.
Every time. I'm a fucking sucker. Oh, well, dude.
No, I'm just saying. Catcher prospects
like
are weird.
Henry Davis, too. Think of him. Like, he was hyped up, and then it's like, oh, he's here. Who cares? Nice. It's like he's playing outfield and shit.
Yeah, you throw a catcher in the outfield, and you're going to mess with his fucking head. Sorry. It is what it is.
And the fact that they had, like, two fucking top prospect catchers, too. Which
Yeah, less than a minute.
Less than a minute? My bad. I'm on phone. I can't see it. I'm all taked out.
Veritek should have been a right fielder.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Trotnick should have been the catcher.
Around.
Yeah.
No!
Trot's a lefty! No!
Trot played first base a little bit. That would have been sick. Imagine. A little bit of gold glover. Whoop. A little bit of that little scoop.